You're listening to SBS News.
Protests through the city of Hong Kong continued over the weekend, with activists shifting their attention to demanding democratic reforms and an inquiry into recent police violence. It follows more than a month of protests in the city, first sparked by proposed extradition law amendments. The amendments, if passed, would have made it easier for people to be sent to mainland China to face trial, which protesters argued would have impacted on the city's freedoms. While Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam has apologised for the proposal and shelved the amendments, protests have not ceased, with citizens calling for the leader's resignation. Protester Jackie Chong says it's time Hong Kong's government listens to its citizens.
You can see so many people come here on the street and on every weekend, and the government still do not answer for what we ask. So we need to stand for what we want and keep going on. Because we're Hong Kongers, we love our homes, so we need to fight.
As protesters like Mr. Chong made their way home from protests on Sunday evening, a mob of men wearing white clothing and masks was waiting for them. Footage showing the men hitting commuters and pro-democratic activists with rods on the platform and in subway cars of Yulong Station, close to the border with Shenzhen in mainland China. Amnesty International Hong Kong director M.K. Tam says they believe the men were from criminal gangs hired to attack protesters.
It was a organized crime against protesters who were going home after joining a peaceful protest in the afternoon and early evening. And that crime not only becomes spill over to ordinary citizens that include the elderly, children, and also to pregnant women.
The group of protesters attempted to defend themselves using a water hose and umbrellas. At least 45 were injured in the attack, with Mr. Tam and many others asking why Hong Kong's police did not intervene.
Well, everyone will start questions. What? Where are the authorities? Where was the Hong Kong government in handling the situation in Yuen Long that are targeting ordinary citizens?
Amnesty International is accusing Hong Kong police of not protecting pro-democracy protesters and not treating the incident seriously, with no arrests being made. That's an accusation pro-Beijing lawmaker and Hong Kong Executive Council member Regina Ip denies. She says Hong Kong police are struggling to monitor the whole city with so many different demonstrations taking place.
I think we can all see that the police have been under extreme pressure in the past few weeks, and they are actually overstretched. Prior to the beating incident, there were threats to surround the police, Yuen Long Police Station. Police headquarters have been surrounded many times. So I think you have to look at the alleged slowness of police response in the broader context.
Pro-democracy protesters not only marched through the streets on Sunday, but also targeted Beijing's liaison office. Activists threw paint at the People's Republic of China emblem in the most open act of defiance against Beijing since the protests began. Democratic Alliance for the Betterment and Progress of Hong Kong chairperson Starry Lee says their behaviour was unacceptable.
Violent charging against central liaison office, criminally damaging properties and insulting national dignity is just a very, very serious act. And actually it is just like provoking a country which may be a cause of military battle between nations. Whoever commits such insult against our own nation deprive himself of his own dignity, as we all know that they should be condemned.
Hong Kong's Legislative Council member Ms. Ip shared that condemnation.
Such actions challenging the authority of the central government and the one country, two systems is extremely damaging to the welfare of Hong Kong people. At the end of the day, it is the young people who will suffer most if Hong Kong's prosperity and stability are damaged.
After 7 weeks of protests, and with more scheduled, many are asking how much longer Beijing will tolerate the unrest. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.